This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is the story of how a line of skincare products came to be. Eve Stahl was born in New York City 67 years ago. And just to give you a taste of this woman's energy, in college, Eve Stahl changed majors and changed schools, finally graduating from UCLA with a degree in modern dance and mathematics. Dance, ballet, and modern was Eve Stahl's first professional love.
I do still love to dance. The knees and the ankles don't quite like me too that much anymore, but I hear music and the body moves. This is silly, but I play music when I'm in the shower in the morning, and I call it shower aerobics or shawabanga.
Eve Stahl danced professionally, then switched careers.
I then was a contractor to the Department of Defense. Then my mathematics background came into play, and I was a budget analyst and a program analyst. And that I was contracting with a contracting company that contracted to the Department of Defense, and it was nearly the death of me. That's when my health collapsed.
Why?
Well, that environment was not conducive to my spirit, number one.
The rigidity of it, or the pressure, or the...
Military. Okay. Just the whole environment. But actually what had happened was they had refurbished the office suite where I was working with toxic carpet fibers and glue. And I got very sick from that. Everybody in the office was getting sick from it, but the military personnel were saying, oh, it's just the glue. And I'm saying, yes, absolutely, it's the glue. That stuff is toxic.
Finally, Eve had to quit her job. And then,
as soon as I felt well enough to read everything I possibly could about nutrition, detoxification, and rebuilding with minerals and oxygen therapies, that really pulled me back so that I was functional pretty quickly, kind of in record time. In a few months, I found myself on the health lecture circuit, speaking at health conventions about nutrition, crisscrossing the country, north, south, east, west, burning out.
Was it specifically about dealing with toxins?
About nutrition in general, mineral nutrition and oxygen therapies.
How did people find out about you?
I approached the various different health expos, natural expos, whole life expo, and I was pretty much rose on the priority list as a speaker.
Because you were good.
A bit of time. Yeah, yeah. I was good. People came to see me. They enjoyed my lectures. They bought the tapes that I was making, and they remembered me.
And you were supporting yourself doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have a hidden trust fund somewhere.
No, no. And actually, I did quite well because the work I was doing was attached to a mineral company, a mineral nutrition company that was a network marketing company. And I kind of skyrocketed because I really believed in what that did. I soon became disenchanted with the company and their ethics. And I don't have a stomach to stick with anything that I don't wholeheartedly believe in.
Good for you.
And so I have a tendency. My mother could never understand why I always walk away when I'm doing well. It's because I can do better. I can do a better thing. And then I realized I had to work for myself only because only I had the ethical standards that I could live with. Actually, the path that took, and this is how the skincare developed, was that when I worked with clients on cleansing their system to get all the toxins out of the way and rebalancing their systems with herbs, they're so amazing that way, and building their immune system with mineral nutrition and whole food nutrition, then I found many of my clients, after having done all of this, and they should have been on the road to good health, if not actually there, there were certain symptoms that persisted with many of them. And these were things like headaches, nausea, stomach aches, bronchitis, asthma, skin irritations,
quite
and
serious
skin rashes.
Symptoms.
Yeah.
Or it quite annoying.
Well, they mean something. All of the symptoms, all the signals that our body gives us are really telling us there's something out of balance, there's something wrong that needs to be corrected. Either there's something you're doing that you need to stop doing, or there's something you're neglecting that you need to support. And these symptoms that were so common among people, I knew from my research, were likely related to the skincare products they were using, the synthetic ingredients in their skincare products. The commercial skincare products are actually a cocktail of synthetic ingredients. Anything that is not a plant or a whole food that you recognize that's on your label in your skincare products, you don't really want to put it on your skin. Not everything, but many ingredients will go through your skin and be absorbed into your circulatory system and through your whole body.
Tell me the story of the skincare line.
I had been making products for myself because I knew I wanted clean products. Mm-hmm. I made cleansers. I made facial toners out of pure plant hydrosols, no alcohol, no vinegar, and that doesn't need any preservatives, and face creams and eye cream and hand and body creams. And I have a body wash, too. So since I was making product for myself and I saw that my clients were in need of clean products for me to test my theory, I realized that I couldn't find any products that were clean enough on the market to test my theory, so I started making products for them. At least I could test who was being harmed or injured from the body care products they were using, the shampoos and conditioners, the body cleansers, facial cleansers, face creams, and body creams. At least that we could clear the table that nobody was going to be harmed with any of that anymore.
Were you cooking this up in your kitchen? Where were you making this?
Well, in a separate area of my home. Yeah,
so it's kind of your skincare product lab.
Yeah, now it's a completely different area. I have a production facility on the property where I live, but it's totally separate from
my
home.
So it's a real business now.
Yeah. Yeah, bona fide business.
Yeah.
So what happened was they started asking me, people were noticing they were looking good, and their friends and family were asking if I would make product for them. And I thought, this needs to extend beyond my health consulting business. My products need to reach further than even these people's friends and family, actually.
Now, let me back up a minute. What I'm hearing here is underneath the dancer and the mathematician and the nutritionist is a business person.
Oh, that's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
And that you like it. Yeah. And that you like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a real practical business streak.
Yeah, I have. I can focus and I can know what needs to be done. I can't say I was really trained for it. I have a natural sense for it. I think some of the things I did contributed to a little bit of, guiding knowledge. But yeah, I do it all myself. I make all the decisions. I have people who help me. But really what they do is they help me jar and label because it's monotonous. People found me on the internet. Of course, I worked very hard to get me findable.
And how did you do that? That's such a mystery to people.
Yeah, it takes work and time. Not only that you need to put time into it, but it takes time for the internet to recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called search engine optimization, and there are various aspects of a website that need to be programmed in order for the search engines to pick you up in the categories that people might be looking for you in.
Did you teach yourself that?
Yeah.
You did?
I did, because I was absolutely appalled when I got my first website, and I'm on my third or fourth now, and final, I hope. The first website, the website developer, and many of them are like this, did not know anything about search engine optimization and didn't do anything about it. And I said, but what good is the website if no one's going to see it? It's parked in Nowheresville. I have decided it's time for it to be in more retail stores. I have it in Whole Foods Market in Charlottesville, Oasis Day Spa opposite the City Market on Water Street there. and in Richmond at Elwood Thompson's. And it's time for it to be out in big cities.
How are you going to pull that off?
I'm interviewing brokers at the moment.
You'll find a link to Eve Stahl's skincare website, aptly titled Garden of Eve, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.